At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Purva Falguni Nakshatra. Experience. Association versus dissociation. Some people live through the heart, immersed in beauty, connection, and emotional expression. Others experience life through a lens of distance, protecting themselves from pain or overexposure by detaching, observing, or performing. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by Venus and marked by its charm, sensuality, and flair for romance, generally begins with association. These natives thrive on intimacy, creativity, and shared emotional joy. But when relationships disappoint or admiration fades, they may shift into retreating into detachment, self-curation, or creative escapism. Whether they stay emotionally engaged or shift into distance depends on planetary placements, especially in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses, where identity, expression, and public vulnerability are tested. If Moon is in the 4th house in Purva Falguni, the experience is deeply associated. These individuals absorb emotional tones from their environment, especially through relationships with family or romantic partners. They are emotionally expressive and nourished by closeness, comfort, and affection. Home, love, and beauty are experienced fully and often idealized. If Moon is in the 10th house, that association extends outward. They become emotionally tied to their public image, often needing appreciation or acknowledgement to feel safe. Their sense of self becomes entangled with how they're received by the world. If Mercury is in the 5th house, the experience leans toward mental dissociation. These individuals observe love, joy, and creative experiences from a cognitive lens. They may analyze their feelings instead of fully immersing in them, expressing affection with wit, charm, or flirtation, while internally maintaining emotional distance. If Mercury is in the 10th, this dissociation becomes a public asset. They maintain poise and grace, choosing their words with care. In emotionally charged spaces, they use intellect and humor to mask vulnerability, especially when in leadership or visible roles. If Saturn is in the 4th house, the dissociation becomes a form of emotional protection. These individuals may grow up equating vulnerability with disappointment, leading them to suppress emotional needs or keep their true feelings private. They prefer emotional restraint over exposure, even when craving love. If Saturn is in the 10th, this guarded detachment becomes professionalized. They may take on structured, responsible roles and become emotionally stoic in public, valuing control and respect over spontaneity or personal emotional expression. If K2 is in the 5th house, the dissociation is karmic and unconscious. These individuals often feel disconnected from romantic excitement, pleasure, or creative joy, like they're moving through the motions without emotional saturation. Their processing is symbolic, spiritual, or reflective, but rarely grounded in active emotional participation. If Ketu is in the 1st house, this detachment becomes part of their identity. They may appear dreamy, aloof, or strangely removed from their own charisma, as if watching their charm rather than embodying it. Purva Falguni's default is to associate, to feel, love, and perform with full-bodied grace. But when threatened, unseen, or emotionally disappointed, they dissociate, not out of indifference, but as a way of preserving their inner beauty and worth. Their journey lies in learning to stay connected even when love is imperfect, to feel deeply without needing validation, and to let joy be real, not just performed. When they do, their emotional presence becomes as magnetic as their charm, rooted not just in appearance, but in truth. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some people naturally seek harmony, focusing on what aligns, what flows, and what reinforces connection. Others zero in on what's missing, what breaks the pattern, or what disrupts emotional or aesthetic continuity. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, with its Venusian elegance, creative drive, and desire for relational symmetry, leans strongly toward a matching mindset. These natives instinctively seek beauty, resonance, and emotional congruence in their environment. They want people, experiences, and expressions to feel right. However, when love is unmet, admiration fades, or harmony is broken, their instinct may flip into mismatching, sensing where pleasure is denied or where connection feels performative. Whether they stay attuned to what fits or begin scanning for dissonance depends largely on planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, where expression, work, and validation are tested. If Venus is in the 3rd house, the approach is deeply matching, especially in communication. These individuals seek to connect through charm, mutual understanding, and shared beauty. They're quick to find common ground and soften conflict with aesthetics or affectionate language. If Venus is in the 10th house, this matching approach becomes polished and socially directed. They seek alignment in public image, professional roles, and how others perceive their contributions. They want the external world to reflect the inner desire for beauty, balance, and approval. If Moon is in the 4th house, the matching instinct is emotional and internal. These individuals crave emotional consistency and relational ease. They match to feel safe, seeking harmony in family dynamics, mood, or emotional atmosphere. If Moon is in the 7th or 10th, the need for matching expands outward. They become highly responsive to relational dynamics, often striving to keep the emotional environment smooth, even at the cost of personal truth. When emotional discord is sensed, their instinct may shift into subtle mismatching, not to rebel, but to restore emotional alignment. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the mind favors matching through cleverness and rapport. These natives enjoy mental resonance, matching ideas, wit, and pace. They value intellectual harmony and may steer away from conflict unless pushed. If Mercury is in the 10th house, the matching instinct becomes professional. They adjust language, tone, and delivery to meet audience or status expectations. However, if under stress, this placement can shift into mismatching, critiquing what doesn't make sense or align with their internal aesthetic logic. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the approach becomes structured and mismatching tendencies emerge. These individuals may hold high standards, especially in work, health, or daily systems. They spot inefficiencies, imbalances, or flaws, and seek to refine rather than reject. If Saturn is in the 10th, this mismatching becomes part of their professional identity. They may become perfectionists, building careers around fixing what lacks integrity or polish. While effective, it can also lead to internal conflict if their desire for outer harmony clashes with inner rigidity. If Jupiter is in the 3rd house, matching is elevated by meaning and perspective. These individuals seek coherence in thought and dialogue, aiming to connect ideas to broader themes of truth and value. They'll still notice what's off, but aim to reframe rather than reject. If Jupiter is in the 9th or 10th, matching becomes philosophical. They want systems, values, and aesthetics to feel aligned, both personally and publicly. In their ideal world, everything connects in purpose and beauty. Purva Falguni's default is to match, not just for peace, but for pleasure, beauty, and belonging. Yet when discord arises, they can fall into mismatching to reclaim inner balance or aesthetic order. Their growth lies in learning when to let things almost match, when to accept imperfection without disconnecting, and when to hold the ideal without demanding it. When they balance their love of harmony with discernment, their vision becomes not just beautiful, but wise, inclusive, and deeply human. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some people live in time, immersed in the moment, responding with emotion, instinct, and desire to what's unfolding right now. Others live through time, constantly aware of past patterns, future consequences, and the larger story in which they play a role. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by Venus and steeped in pleasure, connection, and performance, naturally leans in time. These natives are often most alive when the spotlight is on, the music is playing, or love is flowing. They thrive in present tense joy, sensuality, and relational exchange. But when faced with loss, aging, or disconnection, they may begin to reflect, slowly cultivating a through-time awareness that reshapes their creativity, love, and legacy. Whether they stay immersed in now or evolve toward timeless reflection depends on planetary placements, especially along the 1st, 7th, and 4th, 10th axes. If Moon is in the 1st house in Purva Falguni, the native is strongly in time. These individuals respond with immediacy to how they feel in the moment, making choices based on emotional highs, creative inspiration, or the need to be seen and adored. They are drawn to spontaneous expression and often follow their heart without waiting to assess the long-term arc. If Moon is in the seventh house, this emotional immediacy extends to relationships. They respond to connection, validation, and chemistry in real time, often making relational choices based on present emotional dynamics rather than future compatibility. If Saturn is in the fourth house, the native leans toward through-time processing. These individuals internalize emotional discipline and caution early in life, learning to weigh comfort, belonging, and relational security across time. They may not rush into decisions. They reflect, assess, and move with guarded emotional commitment. If Saturn is in the 10th house, this long-range thinking becomes professionalized. They act with an awareness of public image, long-term success, and legacy. Every move is calculated not just for now, but for how it will look and feel down the line. If Rahu is in the first house, the experience becomes hyper in time. These natives crave excitement, impact, transformation. They want to be seen now, felt now, admired now. There's a hunger to experience life viscerally in the present, sometimes without considering consequence. If Rahu is in the seventh house, this urgency shifts to others. They may rush into relationships, become fixated on external feedback, or seek emotional fulfillment in the immediacy of attention, often overlooking long-term relational stability. If Jupiter is in the fourth house, the through-time experience is gentle, philosophical, and value-based. These individuals often live in connection to ancestry, emotional meaning, and spiritual continuity. They consider how their choices echo across generations or affect the emotional structure of their inner life. If Jupiter is in the 10th house, this orientation expands. They begin to live for legacy, for purpose, for what they're building not just for today, but for who they're becoming across time. Purva Falguni's instinct is to revel in the now, to dance, to love, to create, to be adored in the present moment. But its power deepens when it learns to see time as art, when it moves not just for pleasure, but for permanence. Its evolution lies in blending the rapture of now with the wisdom of later, learning to cherish the moment without losing the thread of meaning that ties one moment to the next. When this happens, Purva Falguni becomes not just a lover of life, but a designer of destiny. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some people live in time, immersed in the moment, responding with emotion, instinct, and desire to what's unfolding right now. Others live through time, constantly aware of past patterns, future consequences, and the larger story in which they play a role. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by Venus and steeped in pleasure, connection, and performance, naturally leans in time. These natives are often most alive when the spotlight is on, the music is playing, or love is flowing. They thrive in present tense joy, sensuality, and relational exchange. But when faced with loss, aging, or disconnection, they may begin to reflect, slowly cultivating a through-time awareness that reshapes their creativity, love, and legacy. Whether they stay immersed in now or evolve toward timeless reflection depends on planetary placements, especially along the first, seventh, and fourth, tenth axes. If Moon is in the first house in Purva Falguni, the native is strongly in time. These individuals respond with immediacy to how they feel in the moment, making choices based on emotional highs, creative inspiration, or the need to be seen and adored. They are drawn to spontaneous expression and often follow their heart without waiting to assess the long-term arc. If Moon is in the seventh house, this emotional immediacy extends to relationships. They respond to connection, validation, and chemistry in real time, often making relational choices based on present emotional dynamics rather than future compatibility. If Saturn is in the fourth house, the native leans toward through-time processing. These individuals internalize emotional discipline and caution early in life, learning to weigh comfort, belonging, and relational security across time. They may not rush into decisions. They reflect, assess, and move with guarded emotional commitment. If Saturn is in the 10th house, this long-range thinking becomes professionalized. They act with an awareness of public image, long-term success, and legacy. Every move is calculated not just for now, but for how it will look and feel down the line. If Rahu is in the first house, the experience becomes hyper in time. These natives crave excitement, impact, transformation. They want to be seen now, felt now, admired now. There's a hunger to experience life viscerally in the present, sometimes without considering consequence. If Rahu is in the seventh house, this urgency shifts to others. They may rush into relationships, become fixated on external feedback, or seek emotional fulfillment in the immediacy of attention, often overlooking long-term relational stability. If Jupiter is in the fourth house, the through-time experience is gentle, philosophical, and value-based. These individuals often live in connection to ancestry, emotional meaning, and spiritual continuity. They consider how their choices echo across generations or affect the emotional structure of their inner life. If Jupiter is in the 10th house, this orientation expands. They begin to live for legacy, for purpose, for what they're building not just for today, but for who they're becoming across time. Purva Falguni's instinct is to revel in the now, to dance, to love, to create, to be adored in the present moment. But its power deepens when it learns to see time as art, when it moves not just for pleasure, but for permanence. Its evolution lies in blending the rapture of now with the wisdom of later, learning to cherish the moment without losing the thread of meaning that ties one moment to the next. When this happens, Purva Falguni becomes not just a lover of life, but a designer of destiny. Have Purva Falguni Nakshatra. Primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are driven by people, seeking connection, admiration, and emotional resonance. Others are moved by action, expression, and the thrill of engagement. For some, place holds power, environments that nurture identity, creativity, or memory. And for others, the material world, status, comfort, art, or luxury, is the main source of drive. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by Venus and steeped in sensuality, artistry, and relational magnetism, is most often motivated by people and places. These natives crave emotional closeness, admiration, and shared experiences, but also the aesthetic and emotional tone of the environments they inhabit. Yet their true motivation often blends pleasure with performance, connection with self-expression. The emphasis depends on planetary placements, particularly in houses like the first, third, sixth, and tenth, where identity, effort, and social role are shaped. If Moon is in the first house in Purva Falguni, the primary motivator is people, especially those who reflect emotional or romantic attention back to them. These individuals seek to be seen, appreciated, and emotionally mirrored. They thrive on admiration and emotional reciprocity, and often shape their behavior to attract harmony and affection. If Moon is in the seventh, the motivation deepens in partnership. They are drawn toward romantic or emotionally intense dynamics, needing closeness to feel truly alive, even if it risks emotional overdependence. If Mars is in the third house, activities become the main motivator. These individuals crave creative movement, social performance, and action that allows them to lead, charm, or impress. There's a natural spark in how they speak, flirt, or compete. They are energized by doing, especially in a way that gets attention or affirmation. If Mars is in the sixth, that activity focus becomes more service-based. They're motivated to build, fix, or refine systems of beauty, health, or artistry, often using their drive to create something that others appreciate or enjoy. If Venus or Mercury is in the fourth house, places take priority. These natives are deeply influenced by the emotional tone of their home, workspace, or creative setting. Beauty, comfort, and emotional ambience matter. They may be motivated to curate or beautify their surroundings, not just to feel good, but because environment feeds their creativity. If Mercury or Venus is in the 10th, this motivation for place becomes external. They are drawn to roles, titles, or social settings that reflect their inner elegance and give them space to perform or shine. Prestige and public beauty become extensions of self-worth. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the motivator becomes things, but specifically systems and structures that allow for long-term growth. These individuals may be less showy, but they're still driven by mastery, responsibility, and personal control. They're motivated by the material world, but not to indulge. It's about what endures. If Rahu is in the 10th house, material motivation intensifies. They want status, influence, or the kind of success that sets them apart. There's a desire to be both loved and unshakable, even if it's pursued through unconventional or seductive means. Purva Falguni's core motivation is often to feel loved, look beautiful, and leave an impression, not just emotionally, but artistically and socially. Their challenge is to not confuse admiration with self-worth or comfort with fulfillment. When aligned, their motivation becomes radiant. They create beauty, nurture connection, and shape experiences that uplift others. But when misaligned, they may chase attention without depth or glamour without grounding. Their power lies in knowing what truly nourishes them and pursuing it not just to be adored, but to feel whole.